Dozens of Donald Trump supporters crowded the streets of downtown Williamson, waving the Republican candidate's red and blue campaign signs as they were pelted by heavy rainfall. The group gathered in protest of a Democratic candidate's visit to their town, Hillary Clinton. Timothy Hatcher of Williamson held his Clinton for President sign proudly in the midst of the protesters. Hatcher says Clinton has done nothing but great things for the country and will help move Southern West Virginia forward.
It's about clean coal. It's nothing negative. It's about clean coal. But I'm sure she will help the coal miners.
Hatcher's message expressed on the streets of Williamson is the same message Clinton shared inside her event at the Williamson Health and Wellness Center. Joined by Senator Joe Manchin, the Democratic candidate sat at a table surrounded by community members who shared their stories of economic revitalization in Southern West Virginia. And Clinton says as president, she intends to aid in those efforts.
I guess I want you to know that I can't promise miracles, but I can promise that I'll do everything I possibly can to try to figure out what we're going to do to, you know, invest in these communities, provide opportunities for young people, create a good, solid framework to bring as much economic activity as possible.
Clinton says she will be a friend to the state of West Virginia, working to protect miners' benefits and reinvest in coal communities. Sitting at the table was 39-year-old Mingo County native Beau Copley. Recently laid off from his job as a maintenance planner at an Arch Coal subsidiary, Copley shared with Clinton his struggle to provide for his family and his skepticism of her as a leader that will truly help Southern West Virginia.
I just want to know how you can say you're going to put a lot of coal miners out of jobs and then come in here and tell us how you're going to be our friend, because those people out there don't see you as a friend.
I know that, Bo.
Copley is referring to a statement Clinton made during a March town hall in Ohio. She apologized shortly after making the comment and once again Monday evening, calling it a misstatement that was taken out of context. But as Copley says, her words were not forgotten by the protesters just outside the door in Williamson, protesters like Emma Runyon.
Lifelong Mingo County coal miner's daughter, coal miner's wife.
Runyon wore both a hat and T-shirt printed with the Donald Trump slogan, Make America Great Again, and joined as her fellow Trump supporters chanted his name. But 8 years ago, Runyon was wearing a different T-shirt, one with Clinton's name on it, when she worked as a volunteer on the candidate's first presidential campaign.
She changed every position from 08 to now. She slowly went so far away from working people. The war on coal, Obama's war on coal, Hillary's right for it. So no, you know, I'm against what she stands for now.
Runyon went as far as switching her political party affiliation because of the changes she's seen in Democratic candidates like Clinton, registering to vote as a Republican in January. Several polls have shown many West Virginians siding with Runyon and many more leaning toward Bernie Sanders in the Democratic primary. But Clinton says despite possible losses in the state, despite her missteps when speaking about the coal industry, if elected, she will move forward with plans to help the coal fields.
I know that my chances are, you know, pretty difficult, to be honest. I'm here because I want you to know, whether people vote for me or not, whether they yell at me or not, is not going to affect what I'm going to try to do to help, because I feel like that's a moral obligation.
Last summer, Clinton released a plan to invest $30 billion in coal communities to support education and workforce retraining, among other initiatives. Clinton points to that plan as proof that she is committed to helping the people of Southern West Virginia. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Williamson.